This week on the Country Music Media Podcast.
Content to blame the coronavirus for their ratings issues, as if it's not obvious that the exact opposite should be happening. I mean, like, if you're in the at-home entertainment business, you should be doing all right now, and this includes websites. I think, too, blaming it on the pandemic doesn't really answer the why, and no one seems to have a good explanation or answer to that question of why. But I think I do. A little different feel to the Country Music Media Podcast this week. Welcome, my name's Billy Dukes. Find me at Twitter at Billy Dukes. And as always, email me at billydukes@gmail.com. Changing things up just a little bit on the podcast this week, and I'm going to explain that in full at the very end. I think you're going to like the changes, but it's also going to make for some more focused content more often and a schedule that you can depend on a little bit more. If you're finding me for the very first time, thank you very much. If you've subscribed, I really appreciate you as well. Subscribing is important. Thank you for that. Rate and review the show wherever you find podcasts as well. CMA Country Christmas ratings came out this week, and ratings in general, not something I really enjoy talking about all that much or even really believe in. I guess I'm talking mostly about radio, where I often said I wouldn't trust the people who measured ratings to measure a football field, let alone figure out how many people are listening to my very entertaining and popular radio program for 4 hours every night. Full disclosure, I struggled a little with ratings when I was on the air in the larger market, so could be a little jaded. Maybe I wasn't as good as I thought I was. But I do think that the ratings for the CMA Country Christmas tell a story, and I think they can also tell us something about not only the show, but award shows in general this year and next year. 4.7 2 million people watched. That's according to Showbuzz Daily. That's down just a tick from last year when about 5.1 million people watched. By comparison, The Voice had about 7 million people watching. So they lost about 400,000 people, or about 8% year over year, which really isn't all that bad because award shows and specialty programming has just been bleeding in 2020. ACM Awards and the CMAs were down about 33%, and the numbers weren't particularly good last year either. 6.6 million people watched the ACMs this year in September. 7.1 million watched the CMAs, and that's actually the lowest number ever for the CMAs, down about 30%, not 33, from 2019. So, everyone, real quick to blame this thing in some sort of vague way on the pandemic, and there's something to that, in that all award shows are down this year. Oscars dropped 20%. Emmys fell 10. This is all according to Variety. The Billboard Music Awards were down 55%. And I think if you watched the BBMAs, you will agree that it is not surprising they were down 55%. Because that show was a stinker. So boring. So boring. Poorly imagined. No surprise there. Creatively, I thought the CMT Awards did it best this year. And I really don't think we give them enough credit for that. They pre-recorded all over Tennessee this year and really brought some interesting venues to the screen and some stages that were just really creative. I think Morgan Wallen was like in a cave or something. Someone else out in the foothills. I mean, it was a really cool mix of superb performances from artists that you really wanted to see and some really visually stunning venues. Everyone pretty content to blame the coronavirus for their ratings issues, as if it's not obvious that the exact opposite should be happening. I mean, like, if you're in the at-home entertainment business, you should be doing all right now, and this includes websites. People just at home, staring at their screens. That bar's pretty low for a click. I think, too, blaming it on the pandemic doesn't really answer the why, and no one seems to have a good explanation or answer to that question of why. But I think I do. It's uncomfortable watching big groups of people get together in one room with all this COVID flying around right now. And the ACMs and the CMA Awards went way out of their way to pretend like the full show was live. Why? We know it's not true, because it can't be true. And what does being live really do for you? You can make a case that awards need to be presented live so that no one leaks the winners, and I got an answer for you for that in just a second. But by sticking with this fallacy that the show is live, you really rob yourself of a lot of great creativity and promotional opportunity. Plus, you make it kind of sort of feel like we're watching a super spreader event. And you know how I know that's uncomfortable? because it happens every Saturday afternoon with college football. I can't watch college football because I know all these kids are out there playing for free and have no agency in the decisions that are made that are really affecting their lives now and in the future. And the teams and schools are getting ravaged, like 10 to 15 games each week canceled or postponed due to the coronavirus. College football ratings, it's actually kind of hard to say because it's not really an apples to apples year over year kind of comparison, and there doesn't really seem to be all that much reporting about that. But I know I'm not alone here. There's a portion of the population who may not even be able to ascribe words to why it's such a strange viewing experience. They just sit it out. It me. That's me right here, Billy Dukes, hand in the air. And I'm a pretty level-headed guy. I watch football on Sunday, but the NFL players, they all said that the risk is worth the paycheck. And I'm good with that. College kids can't do that. Country singers and their bands, they can't do that. They're not getting that option. CMA Country Christmas has tried to kind of pretend they were live in the past, and we all kind of went along with it because it was all taped with a live audience, and it seemed like a pretty low-level foul. This time they said, nope, we're doing this like some sort of Broadway theater gig, and that's what we're going to sell the people. And it was good. Thomas Rhett was good. Lauren Akins, she was good. If you let people know it's theater, then people are pretty cool with it, and you can actually run promos using actual moments from the show. You can tease highlights because you know they're going to happen. You can get media partners involved in some kind of different and unique ways. Artists are really able to hype up their performance because they know what they did. They know if it's great. Maybe you reveal a digital extra to hype it all up a little bit more ahead of time. I mean, it's all good. It's real comfortable to watch. But for some reason, man, show producers still feel like we need to believe it's live or we're not going to tune in otherwise. It's like if the Country Honky Tonk closed up shop and became some sort of like nightclub with hip-hop music, and then some DJ comes through and starts spinning that Brooks and Dunn jam once again because it worked for him last time. Nah, dude, that day ended. You gotta be a little more nimble than that, bro. Now, of course, award shows do need to protect the secrecy of awards. People do tune in to see that. But that can be done in other ways. Threats. You tell the winners and losers, if this leaks and I find out it's you, you ain't ever going to appear on this CMA stage again. I mean, that works. I know that works because I know an artist who once told me he messed up and went long or something at the CMA Fest one year. And he was told in no uncertain terms, that's it for him. You know, and even when he was nominated later in a position that would normally get a performance at the CMA Awards, we didn't hear from him that year. They wield that kind of power. We saw it this year when all those COVID tests popped up just as the show was starting. Three of them, I think, right at showtime. Lady A, which knocked Charles out, Rascal Flatts, and Jeannie Fleener. We heard about all of these after showtime. I mean, they knew. Of course they knew. But the show didn't want that dominating the headlines, which it absolutely would have and should have. But they kept it a secret. ACM Awards did this, too. They told a bunch of artists that their presence simply would not be necessary night of show because they opened those awards envelopes a little bit early. But that wasn't really an issue. It worked out. I got to give the ACM some credit, too. They went first and did a pretty good job of the show on the fly. Part of the ACM's problem, though, was that people weren't used to seeing the ACMs in September, and that matters. The NBA has had this issue, as did the NHL. So the Grammys are next, and I'm going to bet that the Grammys don't change a thing from last year, and then ratings will be down a whole bunch, because not every performer on their wish list is going to be risking illness for some TV time. And because of the vague pandemic explanation, that really does no service to anyone, and is sort of a cop-out at this point. It's like we're afraid of offending the pandemic. Like, if we don't give the pandemic its full due, it's going to get mad and get worse. I'd love to see the Grammys or maybe even the ACMs in April admit it's a pre-recorded event and promote it as such. I'd be willing to bet it doesn't happen. Episode 14 of the Country Music Media Podcast drops on Thursday. More information at countrymediapodcast.com. And after that, I'm making a bit of a change where I'm going to be dropping new interviews on Mondays and bonus episodes like this one on Thursdays. This is partly because I've done some studying about how and when people are listening, and I think Mondays are probably a better day, but also because two Thursdays this month fall on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and I've got some really good interviews lined up that I don't want to get lost in the holidays. taping three interviews this week. I think I know which one I'll run on Thursday, but I'm a little hesitant to say until I know that one's in the can. I promise you this, though. What you hear on Thursday will not be live. I mean, I'm talking to the person live, but I'm going to cut and trim and take out unnecessary pauses and coughing fits and ums and errs and all that good stuff. You know, we're all better off for some fine editing. Editing is caring, people. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you rating, reviewing, and subscribing to this show. Be sure to come back on Thursday for episode number 14 of the Country Music Media Podcast.